John Kerry logs nearly 3,000 miles on the campaign trail today, flying from Green Bay, Wisconsin to Las Vegas, Nevada to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and back north to Sioux City, Iowa. The senator's speeches point to the missing Iraqi explosives and projected new funding requests for the war as evidence that the Bush administration's Iraq policy is misguided. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For the second day in a row, John Kerry criticized President Bush for allowing hundreds of tons of explosives to disappear from an Iraqi military base, supposedly under U.S. control. Kerry warns the explosives could now be used against American troops, buildings, and airplanes. The White House suggested late yesterday that the weapons may have been gone before U.S. troops ever got there, but President Bush himself stayed silent on the subject, drawing this charge from Senator Kerry.
Despite devastating evidence that his administration's failure here has put our troops and our citizens in greater danger, George Bush has not offered a single word of explanation. His silence confirms what I have been saying for months. President Bush rushed to war without a plan to win the peace.
Kerry also seized on a report in today's Washington Post that says the administration plans to seek about $70 billion in additional funding for Iraq and Afghanistan next year, far more than lawmakers had expected. Kerry calls that the price of going it almost alone in Iraq, although the White House says final spending decisions have not yet been made.
Mr. President, what else are you being silent about? What else are you keeping from the American people? How much more will the American people have to pay? The American people deserve a commander-in-chief who will tell the truth in good times and in bad.
That accusation that the president has not leveled with the American people has been a consistent theme from the Kerry campaign. In Green Bay, Wisconsin today, Kerry said President Bush has not only made mistakes in Iraq, but here at home, where he said the administration has failed to protect ports, borders, chemical, and nuclear plants. He accused the president of shortchanging homeland security in favor of tax cuts for millionaires.
We don't need a president who thinks we can't afford to fund homeland security. We need a president who believes we can't afford not to.
Kerry was surrounded today by big city mayors, firefighters, nurses, and border patrol agents as he promised to invest at least $60 billion in homeland security over the next decade. Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley says the nation can't fight a war on two fronts unless it's willing to fund a war on two fronts.
While at the same time George W. Bush wraps himself in the images of the sacrifices of September 11th, he proposed to Congress a $500 million cut to Homeland Security block grant dollars.
The Bush administration says it's providing other funds to help cities with homeland security. The Bush campaign is also touting support from some high-profile former mayors. The campaign unveiled a new television ad today featuring former New York mayors Rudy Giuliani and Ed Koch, both supporting President Bush for what they call his clear strategy to win the war on terror. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Green Bay, Wisconsin.